others around you are crumbling, you must stand tall like a tree and let your branches fend off the evils of modern temptation.
There you go. Good advice from Paul McKenna. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Morning, Dave.
Hiya.
How are you?
Late.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you were in before I was. How come you're late?
I know. And I just didn't think we were on quite yet. I was just upstairs getting my cardi and my headphones and stuff.
Getting your what?
Cardi. Actually, not cardigan. It's a modern jumper.
Did you say cardi or Bacardi?
Cardi.
Right. Okay. Thanks to Damone. Or Alan Hansen, as we like to call her. With her football. You don't hear that football.
Oh, you know, no. She knows what she's talking about.
She's the Gabby Logan of Radio 1.
I'm here now.
Yeah. As opposed to the Terry Wogan. You fine? You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wasn't expecting that at all.
No, we start this time every day.
Yeah.
Anyway. Today is going to be a very interesting show. If you have to switch off because you've got to go to work or you're driving home and you're going to bed or whatever, please, please try and go to the website later on this morning after about 10:30 and go to the Listen Again feature where you can listen again to this morning's show. You can't miss this morning's guests. You have to listen to them. If not for any other reason, then it should be very, very uncomfortable with Dave. I can't wait. What?
This is all you're making, by the way.
I know. It's great.
All of this is completely fabricated by you.
What do you mean, fabricated?
It's all you're making. I actually don't recall saying those things.
Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry are popping in to see us this morning. They've obviously been a massive fan of Lenny Henry's. What did you say about him on the air?
Can't remember.
Yeah, all right. I'm sure Lenny can. And he'll be meeting you just after 8.
Excellent.
It's going to be a great show. I'm excited already.
It's all in the name of charity, though, isn't it? You know?
Lenny, Comedy Dave. Comedy Dave, Lenny Henry. Firework night. The Friday sun bears down again. As we drive with our friends. Day 23 of the detox. Doing very well. Can't wait to meet Lenny Henry later this morning. Some of you may be playing air guitar, some of you may be playing air drums, but nobody else in the UK or around the world was doing the Dave dance to that. It was Carrie and I spotted. You stand up, you clench your hands into two fists, and you bash your fists against
like
the sides of your legs.
Like that.
It's like a little Dave dance.
And kind of wiggle
if,
your bum.
Kind of as if you're drying your ass with a towel when you get out of the bath.
With an invisible towel.
But you bang your sides. What's the origin of that dance, Dave?
I just made it up.
We give over just there on the spot.
Instinctive
it
was.
Brilliant. You missed it, Dom. You missed it.
Looked great. I like your freestyling.
Yeah. I'll get to do it for Lenny Henry and Richard Curtis when they're in later.
Very
fancy
much.
That, Dave?
No.
Right, okay, good. Right, morning then. We'll play Stonebridge, Put 'em High, Eminem, Light Toy Soldiers, Kylie Minogue also coming up, and a bit of Razor Light. Let's get some news from Dominic. Sport from Carrie. It's 1 minute past 7.
New advice for people fighting off burglars.
And O'Neill takes on bad boy Bellamy.
Brighten up later towards the south. It's now 5 minutes past 7. The Chris Moyle Show.
No details about David Beckham's move to Leeds United.
No.
Or Raul or Figo or anyone.
No, I haven't heard that.
Leaving it until the 11th hour.
didn't make the transfer deadline, those moves.
So, do you know what? Maybe they did. Maybe the news hasn't been released.
Maybe.
Yet. Do you know what I mean? It's very early in the morning in Spain. It's like 2 in the morning. That's a fact.
Not 8 in the morning, then.
No. Yeah, Dominic?
No, I'm tired.
Are you?
No, I'm a bit tired, isn't it?
Why?
I didn't get much sleep last night.
Oh, I.
No, not for that reason.
Right. Of course, I keep forgetting you're married.
My, although that doesn't... Anyway, my 18-month-old son decided...
How often is it? Once not, a month?
What?
Once a month.
Nearly 6 minutes past seven. He decided to wake a lot during the night.
Your son?
Yeah. Which means that we didn't get an awful lot of sleep.
But isn't... Don't you do that thing where you nudge your wife and go, go on, love. He's calling for you.
Your turn.
He's calling for you. He doesn't want me. He's calling for
Well, we tried that, but he's being a bit of a nightmare.
Really?
Mm. But kids are great, generally. If you're thinking of having them, yeah. Go and have them. They're brilliant.
Right now, though, looks like I was right after all. Should have got an iPod. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know the irony is?
My iPod, right? Mm. You talk about your child. Okay. I'll talk about my iPod.
Okay.
Did your child sleep perfectly through the night last night?
No.
My iPod did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your child scream and cry in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Needing your attention?
Yeah.
My iPod didn't.
It didn't scream and cry
no.
at all?
No. Press pause, hold the pause button, it goes off, lock it on the top, back in the little packet, on the sideboard, quiet as a mouse.
How often do you have to change the batteries in your iPod?
Less often than you have to change Finn's nappies.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The thing is, I got one for Christmas. Not a nappy, an MP3 player.
No, you got like a cheapy version, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I got very good version. Yeah. But as soon as I got that, he started playing up. Almost to the day.
He must be jealous.
Jealous of an iPod.
Well, I don't know. There's some iPod baby correlation there somewhere. I'm sure scientists are working on it as we speak.
That is really bizarre, because when I've got my MP3 portable music player, when I've got my iPod on, and I'm walking through the park,
yeah.
When it sees little kids playing around and enjoying themselves, it stops working.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that bizarre?
Mm.
So my iPod's probably, you know, jealous of little boys as well.
Yeah.
That came out wrong. But
boys and girls, probably,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Children, toddlers. I think they're called.
Children, yeah.
It's a whole new theory. iPod envy type thing.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Pod
yeah.
envy.
A thesis, right. I think, could be done there.
Could be.
Oh, speaking of which... Jamie Theakston's got a new job. This is hilarious. He's going to be on the radio every morning in London. Like, as if giving me Johnny Vaughan wasn't good enough, they've now handed me Jamie Theakston on a plate. So now I can rip into that lanky get every morning. Fresh from Mad About Alice, he's going to be working on a radio station in London. Which is perceived by some in the industry, and it's a wrong perception completely to have, because all the staff there, I believe, are very talented. But it's perceived by some in the industry as gay FM, because all the DJs are very camp. So I don't know how Jamie will fit into that category,
so to speak.
Oui, it's Jamie here. Good morning. You work with Jamie Theakston, didn't you, Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he'll be all right there over
at
camp radio station?
He's a nice man.
Him and Toby Anstis whooping it up until the early hours.
He's nice.
All right, you said that four times now. We got that. One more time, what is he?
Nice,
yeah. But a rubbish actor.
We met Simon Cowell. We met Elton John. We met 50 Cent. And we're friends with Pete Tong. There's one more guest we'd really like that'd make the show a hit. Chris wants Abby Titmuson, cause he thinks she's really fit.
Let's get Jamie Theakston on the show. Come on, Jamie, pop in.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We're going to talk about the games.
National Radio 1.
Moan just upset me.
Why?
Because I just said, you know, we've got a radio and DJ dinner tonight. 7:17, by the way, morning. And she said, I just said to her, can I get off with you tonight? God bless her, right? First of all, she makes me go, oh. And then she makes me angry. I said, can I get off with you tonight? And she goes, oh, but you're not drinking. Oh, sweetheart, you know, people don't need to be drunk to get off with you, Nimone. So obviously that's what she's used to, do you know what I mean? God love her. And then I said, no, I won't be drinking. I'm on a detox, aren't I? Day 23 today, you know. And she goes, oh, I might have a drink tonight. I'm meant to be detoxing, but I might have a drink. I said, well, you have a drink. Don't kill yourself. You know, for me, it's just a personal thing. I want to do a month off the beer. I've never done a month off the beer before.
And you got like a week left,
yeah,
haven't you?
So I want to do that. And she goes, yeah, you've done really well. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm really proud of myself. 3 weeks I've done now. She goes, yeah, yeah. When you get to 6 weeks, though, and I forgot, she did it for 6 weeks.
Oh, for the marathon. What? Not the marathon.
For
the
Olympics
even.
6 months, she's saying. You didn't go completely without for 6 months without a drink. She's saying yes. I couldn't do that. Imagine what
Six months.
What a miserable, mardy get I'd be. 6 months off the bed, living in a box.
But you've been all right.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. That's not even a month.
I thought you'd be a lot worse than you are, though. You've been really
been
nice.
In quite a good mood, actually.
Yeah.
Dave normally hates it when I go off the beer.
Only when I go out with you. I just haven't gone out with you.
That's true.
I've just been avoiding you.
Have we not been out socially?
We haven't. I don't think we've been out socially since you've been off the pub. Because I find you really dull. That's why I've been avoiding you for the last few weeks.
I'm fun time Frankie when I've had a drink. Hello! Sit in the corner when I'm sober. It's good, though. I'm pleased. Was it 9 days left?
Yeah. Is it? Or eight?
Nine. It's the 1st of February today.
There you go.
And we're going to the 10th. Well, you are.
That'd be 9 days then.
Yeah, I finished midnight on the 9th. Well, on the 10th.
Which is the night of the Brit Awards.
The night of the Brits, but I'll get through the Brits without a drink. Cute gag, which I won't do on the air, but you know what I mean. I'll be fine at the Brit, because we're working anyway, so...
It's quite easy to go there and not drink, actually.
Especially if you don't get into the free bar and you go,
yeah,
hey,
we were access denied last year on the free bar. Wasn't easy not drinking then.
Yeah. £8 a beer, sir. Do you know what? I'm on a detox. We're going to play the new Comic Relief record just before 8 o'clock. It's by McFly. We saw the video this morning. It's very
good,
funny.
Actually.
So we'll play the video and have a laugh and you can listen to the single. Right, it's 20 past 7.
I don't believe you know me.
Radio 1.
Though you know my name. I don't believe the thoughts I have are only my...
I did the, I did my recording for my second movie yesterday.
How was it?
Very well, yeah. They were very pleased with my movie talents. Which is nice.
Is it a bigger part then than the last one?
No, not really. It's, well, it's, I don't play me. In the last movie, I just played myself, obviously. And, no introduction.
You were great, apparently.
Yeah, you walked out of the premiere when the lights went down to watch the Man U game next door, didn't you?
Not entirely true. I did watch the opening credits on the first 10 minutes, which I thought looked promising.
Thanks. You've never seen it since, though, have you? You haven't bothered to rent it
no.
out video or anything. Wimbledon, it's out.
Is it out?
Is it out yet? It's
your
out
first movie DVD is released soon.
Is it?
Brilliant. Imminently. Maybe next week.
I'll get a copy, then.
We're going to get
that's
some
That's nice. In. You can win one on the show. Now, my new movie is Robots.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's me, Mel Brooks, Robin Williams, Halle Berry...
Ewan McGregor.
Your mate, Ewan McGregor. So, yeah, it's not a bad lineup.
So who do you play in it?
I play a box standard announcer. See, what it is I'm in the English, the UK version, right?
Oh, so you're not going to go to the other side of the pond?
No. Have you seen Shrek 2?
No.
Right, have you?
Yes.
I haven't. But apparently, isn't Jonathan Ross in it and Kate Thornton's in it or something? There's a bit where they're on the TV or something, their voices come out of the I don't know.
I missed that bit.
Right, okay. Well, it's like in America, they use an American guy, and in the English version, they use an English guy. It's like two lines.
Oh, okay. Right?
But the funny thing is you go in and they play you a tape, and it looks like a really cool movie, actually. And they go, okay, here's your bit. And there's a little kid in the living room, the TV goes on, and his favourite TV show comes on. And I'm the announcer of the TV show. So they play with the actual tape of the American version.
Yeah.
And it goes, and now, live from Robot City, it's the Big World Show! And this kid goes, whoa, come on, Dad, quick, we're going to miss it. And now, here's the host of the show, Big World! So they play me that and go, okay, so can you do that? But obviously not in an American accent. Yeah? So, you do it, exactly the same, but in an English voice, and they go, that's brilliant, yeah, are we happy with that? That's brilliant. Should we do one more for safety? That's brilliant.
So you announce the you're not, like, continuity on the station?
No, it's two lines.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Is that more than Wimbledon?
I think it's
word
less.
Word for word?
I think it's less than Wimbledon, but more money. I'm not sure, I can't remember. And then later on, I get to introduce, another character onto a stage. And I get to say in there, the Big Daddy. No, who's your daddy?
This is good. You could do lots of non-vision movie roles.
I don't want to give... Well, Richard Curtis is coming in this morning. I'm hoping...
He's got loads of film stuff.
Yep. Now, he makes movies, right? And I want to be in one of them. And I don't want to be like Wes or Joe Wiley were, where it's just their voice. Stuff that I want to act. How difficult can it be to act?
Well, also, with your filmography now being quite impressive...
Wimbledon, robots.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready for... Two funerals and a bacon sandwich,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Notting Bush or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Isle of Dogs. I could do that. Imagine me and Hugh Grant lighting up the silver screen.
You're beautiful.
Yeah?
Chris Moyle stars in Hampstead Heath. Actually, that sounds like a specialist movie. But, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather...
Yeah.
Me and Lenny Henry could be like brothers.
Yeah, like twins.
Like a remake of Different Strokes.
Or like twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Bang on,
they didn't look anything alike either.
British twins, they can call it.
Yep.
Meet Tony. He's a big 6'4" hard black man with muscles of steel.
Meet his brother, Dave. No offense, Dave. A wimpy, fat, white guy. Hello. They're brothers. In fact, they're British twins.
Title up on the screen. I tell you, if Rich is listening to this now, he'll be spitting his Special K out all over the table going, I've got to write this down. This is good stuff.
Probably gone back to bed.
No, he'll think that it is brilliant.
Yeah. Actually, Rachel's right. He's probably gone back to bed.
This weekend from one. This is back. The return. She's a lady. Of Coxie. Hey. This weekend from one. This is Radio 1.
I believe they've got a very similar trail welcoming back Jamie Thigston to the radio station.
I know a girl with a golden touch.
She's back.
Ooh-wee, it's me, Jamie.
She's got enough, she's got too much.
Do you think you'll come on the show?
No,
not now, no.
But I know you wouldn't mind.
7:28, twice the light of Radio 1.
You could have it all if you wanted. You could have it all if it matters so much.
So I'm busy day yesterday, did the show in the morning, and then walked into Soho to do a bit of work, and then I did the voiceover. Oh, good morning. And then the gas man came. I'm getting the boiler fixed.
You've not got it done yet?
No, these things take time, dude.
Are you getting your cover, you know, peace of mind and
all
that?
Yeah, I'm getting my combi boiler.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Apparently, that's a gas industry talk for a combination boiler.
Yeah, did you not know that?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, for those of you who aren't a fay with boiler terminology.
What else would combi be an abbreviation of?
Combined harvester boiler, yeah? Swivel on that.
Idiot.
You can't have a combine.
Well, you say that. How a fay with the world of boilers are you?
Is this your new word, by the way?
I've said it twice today.
Au fay.
Yeah. I haven't said that since. Oh, I can't think of a punchline that isn't. Since I said to the girl from Steps, au fay.
Yeah.
As in Tozer, you see?
That's brilliant.
Good in 1998.
Yeah. Moving on. Razor Light Golden Touch, just over half an hour away from listening to the moment when Comedy Dave meets Lenny Henry. Yeah! He's huge as well, you know that?
Oh, I know, yeah.
He's like a tank in a coat. Huge!
Is he going to have a big white coat with noses on it?
I don't...
You know he has a white coat with red splodges.
I reckon he's got a big black trench coat on.
Yeah?
Big kind of woolly, nice and cuddly, keep him warm thing. And then Richard Curtis coming in behind him. Counting his money. Wouldn't it be great? Richard might say to you, Dave, I'm a big fan of your comedy, Dave. Why don't we write a really funny sitcom together?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Jamie Thigson can star in it.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Amanda Holden.
Yeah. It's all about this girl called Alice,
yep.
Right? I don't want to give too much away. Shall we move on?
Please.
Right, let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:32. Radio 1
Newsbeat. And the main news is all about householders who fight off burglars. Because it's the 1st of February. 7:36 now.
So the guy from British Gas taught me a trick yesterday, right? It's a magic trick. It's brilliant. So watch this. I'll move the microphone out of the way. Here I have a cigarette in my hand. I don't smoke it. It's for the look. I don't light it. Something as Will Smith.
Will Smith's lyric. Hand.
Getting jiggy with it. Okay?
Yeah.
Watch it disappear. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow!
It's behind your hand.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Shut up, Dave. You're at a different angle. Do you like that?
That's good.
Do you know, it only works face on, doesn't
it? Here we go, watch.
That's really good, I like that.
Yeah.
I can't see it, yeah. Oh, there it is!
Yay!
That's
magic.
Brilliant.
Magic.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to see it, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
It's behind your hand.
But watch.
Come on, Dave.
Watch, Dave.
Just play along.
You're a mighty get today.
It doesn't work.
Lenny Henry smacks you around the head.
It doesn't work side on.
Huh? Katanga, my friend. Whack! Morning, Chris. Give you a little kick in the balls. Brilliant.
Someone's phone.
That's Lenny.
Oh, that's horrible.
Thought we'd fix that thing. Right. Ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Watch this. Watch.
Yeah. It's better full frontal, Dave.
I know. Face me.
Here we go.
Face me.
Here we go.
That is good.
Yeah?
There it is.
Seriously?
Brilliant.
It is good.
It is good trick.
I mean, as far as magic goes...
I'm going to show that to Lenny Henry. I might give it to him for his next series.
Don't give away the secret, though, because
obviously
you break the magician's circle.
No, I won't. No, I won't. I'll have to... What you can do, you can come on in a mask and tell everybody how it's done.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go, what he really does is...
Yeah.
Do you want to see it again?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. And there it is.
Cracking, isn't it? The Chris Moyle Show, National
Radio 1. Who was on the phone?
I don't know. I have a message. Should I check it? Okay. You fill for a second.
Okay. I'm a bit nervous today, Dom.
What about, Dave?
Lenny Henry.
You'll be fine.
The thing is, right, I don't honestly remember...
Right.
I don't honestly remember what I said.
Do you have any recollection at all?
I do.
Do you? What did I say?
It's when we were compiling the top 10 list of comedians.
Was this on the list of people that were funny or not funny?
We didn't put him on the list.
That must have been down to an oversight, though, surely.
That's true.
I know who was ringing.
Who? Lenny Henry?
No.
Was it Richard Curtis?
No, yeah, they've changed their minds. They're going to be on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm very excited. Do you know where I met Lenny Henry? At the Radio on Top of the Pops Christmas party.
He's big man, isn't he?
He's sure. Like,
he's huge.
He's a tank in a coat.
He really is.
That's what I just said.
I had a chat with Lenny Henry about his art collection about 5 years ago. I met him at a charity
art
do. Yeah, he's a big art collector.
Really?
Yeah, there's a line of questioning you can go down.
Hey, you know you say he's big, right? Well, how big is big?
I'm 6'2".
He's tall and broad.
He's about 6'6".
6'6"?
Yeah, something like that, and very broad.
Why, how big do you want him to be?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know he was that tall.
Very hard as well, Dave.
He's huge.
6'6"?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. If not 6'7".
Whereabouts in the UK would you say you were brought up?
I was born in Hong Kong.
Yeah, he hates people from Hong Kong.
Does he?
Yeah, he wants to hit them.
Have you got a middle name?
No.
Oh, no, that's a completely different can of worms, that is.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you not know Dave's middle name?
I do know, actually, yeah.
Do you, Kerry?
No. Come on, Dave, out it.
It's really funny.
Come on.
Can I say you'll never, ever guess it if you don't know it?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't think there's anything funny about the name Lloyd.
Lenny hates people called Lloyd.
Yeah.
He really does.
Can I just say, by the way, my magic trick has gone down very well with the audience.
Has it?
Yeah. Good radio, show the trick again, please. Right? Another one, magic tricks, great radio. Magic from Grey Up. There's loads of people. Great radio, Chris. Shall I do it again? It's brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay? Right, you watch. I need to hold it. Okay? Watch this, Carrie. 1, 2, 3. It's gone! Look at that!
It's gone!
Well, it's back again!
Oh,
brilliant.
That's amazing.
There it is again.
So amazing.
Telling you, that Darren Brown, He's rubbish compared to me.
Can you make anything else disappear?
Yes, I can make Dave disappear after 5 minutes after Lenny Henry comes in.
5 minutes before he comes in.
Right, let's get some records away then, shall we?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Keep everybody happy. Oh. 7:41, Radio 1. Shakedown at night on Radio 1, 7:47, just like the aeroplane.
And now, live from BBC Radio 1, please welcome the glamorous and the gorgeous Chris Miles and the team!
You're so gay. Thank you. So, yeah, February is glamorous. It's going to be fabulous, Dave. Two words have come out of the focus group meetings. And throughout the whole month, we're going to invite you to some massive events, and you can set. Yeah, all right. Smart ass on the drums. Thanks. We're going to invite you to some massive events.
Sounds nice.
And you can hear lots of them. Oscars are coming up. Brits are coming up. Starts on Thursday, though. Radio 1 is going to invite you to an exclusive celebrity screening of Ocean's 12. I can't wait to see Ocean's 12. I love Ocean's 11. I love it. Do you know one of my favourite bits in it? Have you got Ocean's 11?
I've seen it.
You've seen it? Have you seen it?
Seen it once,
right.
Yeah.
You know one of my favourite bits of Ocean's 11, right? Mm. And I don't know, Dominic's seen Ocean's 12. He might be able to tell me. Brad Pitt, right?
Mm.
In virtually every scene he appears in, at the start of that scene, he's eating something.
My favourite bit.
No, hang on. Don't dismiss it and move on. If you watch, right, the opening shot is George Clooney comes out of jail, and Brad Pitt's there eating something. And every shot, every time it changes to a different scene, Brad Pitt is eating something. There's loads of scenes where he just starts a movie with eating something or drinking something.
I never noticed that.
You watch.
Is it good then, Dom? You've seen it.
It's very good. It's more, how do you describe it? It's more slapstick than Ocean's 11, probably.
Oh, really?
But I really
like
it.
Do they drive a little clown car?
They do that, yeah. They sort of throw custard pies in everyone's face.
Do they dress up as Batman and Robin and do somersaults off, like, a big trampoline and a gym horse?
Yeah, yes, they do.
Wow.
Sounds like you've seen it already.
Cracker Jack.
No, it's very good. Really, really good.
Well, Thursday night, we're going to have a special screening. You can see it before anybody else in the UK. A lot of the radio and DJs are going to be there, and some very special guests. That's you then, Dom.
Yeah, I'm going, yeah.
If you want to go, you've got to listen all day on Wednesday for your chance to join us. It's black tie, apparently.
Oh, I'm going to have to go and borrow one.
No, you're famous. You get away with wearing jeans, T-shirt, and just a black tie.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, because you're Comedy Dave. That's, like, funny.
I haven't got to go to the hire shop.
No. Wait, have you got a black tie?
No.
I've got one. I've got one from Mark's.
You mean like a bow tie?
No, well, just use a black tie. It's all going to happen at a very posh London hotel. It's a very cool hotel, actually. And you'll see the movie in the hotel. This music is really annoying, isn't it?
It's difficult to talk over, isn't it?
Yeah. Stop that a second. Let me just find something else.
Something a bit more soothing.
So listen all day Wednesday for your chance to come and see Ocean's 12 in London on Thursday night with us. Are you going?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Am I invited?
Why are you laughing?
Nothing, I just thought this music was an interesting choice.
Crystal Maze team. It's better than that. Animal going mad from the Muppets team. You can go to Radio 1 online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 for the full list of Radio 1 invitations for the whole month of February. But the first one is Ocean's 12. Be listening Wednesday if you want to go Thursday night.
I think I've got a clip-on bow tie.
Right, okay.
That'd be all right?
Yeah, that's good. I've got a Radio 1. Here we go.
Mm.
Radio 1 invites you to a month of showbiz and glamour.
Yes.
Go online to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and feel fabulous this February.
Right, well done. It's time to go through to the final round where you stand in that massive big circular thing.
The vortex.
That's not what they called it.
Yeah,
the vortex was the adventure game.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
That's where you had to avoid it. And if you're clever on the adventure game, when you got to the last bit, you'd keep, like, a sandwich or something, so you could throw it down beforehand. If it got eaten up, you know, to go to a different world.
That's right.
I'm so sad, really. Do you know what I mean? I try not to be, but I can't help it. 7:52. Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry are here after 8 o'clock to talk Comic Relief. A quarter. Where's Jocelyn? We're going to tell her off, by the way.
She's out there with a basket of fruit.
Right, OK.
She's gone to collect another one of our guests.
Wow! Who's here? Who's here?
Both of them. Lenny Henry and Richard.
Lenny Henry!
They're both here.
I want to give Lenny Henry a cuddle. I reckon he gives great hugs.
Do you?
Yeah. I just want him to go, come here then. And I want him to go top and I'll go bottom.
He's so tall.
He can put his arms around my neck and I want to put my arms around his belly
waist.
And give him a big, yeah, waist, and give him a big hug. And Richard too, if he wants a hug, he can have one.
Hmm.
But I'd like a hug off Lenny and I'll give Richard a hug.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. I've really got to get out more. It's this detox, it's killing me.
I think I prefer it when you're on the ale.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, Jocelyn's in trouble.
Why?
It's all to do with the TV show 24. And I'll explain it later. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk Comic Relief after 8 o'clock this morning. It's launching today. Oh, is Jocelyn there? Joss! Get in.
Yeah?
Come and sit down. Put your headphones on. The record for this year's Comic Relief is McFly. I saw the video this morning. We watched it. It's very funny. Really good video. So we'll play that in just a second. First of all, Jocelyn... So, 24, the big TV show, you don't watch it, do you?
I did when it was on Channel 4.
Yeah, but you're not a big fan, are you?
Not huge,
no.
But I like Kiefer Sutherland.
I didn't know 24 was on Channel 4, that was on Sky.
Oh, BBC 2, BBC. That was it. So,
right, okay.
Obviously a huge fan.
Right, okay. So, you've put a few sound effects from 24 in our little jingle machine.
Yeah?
You've named them wrong. And any 24 fan is going to go, oh, she knows nothing.
Can I defend myself?
No. For a start, this here, you've put down as CTU ring. And yes. This, you've put down as intercom.
Yes.
You're so wrong.
I labelled it...
excuse me, lips moving, sorry. Still talking. I think you'll find, when the phone rings... Jack Bauer, right? That's the ring.
Yeah.
When they're ringing from office to office, they use that.
I see the difference.
Thank you. One is do 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 do, and one is do do. Now, do you know?
I'm hearing it. Yeah.
Okay, good. You are excused now.
Thanks.
I love you, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Thanks. 7:57. This is the Comic Relief record for this year. For the first time ever, this is McFly.
It's all about
it's
you.
It's very cute. Harry Hill's in it. Johnny Vegas is in it. Beautiful Davina's in it. Morning, Davina.
Dermot's in it.
Fern Cotton's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And bizarrely, the bloke off Pop World is in it.
Simon Amstel.
I don't get that. How cool being named after beer. I was saying that the other day to my mate Martin Tetley. I just think...
Johnny Heineken.
Oh, Johnny. Mm. He's a laugh, isn't he? Excuse me, one moment. Jack Bauer. So I've got to go. The intercom's going. You see? It's pretty. It's just like being at CTU. You don't know what...
I never watched that.
No, well, no. Fine. Or stuff, you know. Sorry about that. Spilled us next door. Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry here. We're going to talk Comic Relief. And hopefully I'm going to get a big hug from Lenny. In a couple of records time, Scissor Sisters and Destiny's Child coming up after we get some news of sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Advice for people who tackle burglars.
And Bellamy Banks on Celtic.
Radio 1.
Saturday.
And the weather's going to be cloudy and wet for most of the UK this morning.
Hello? Yeah, he's just doing the weather.
Let's do the weather. His timing's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to feel...
Get a move on.
Very mild as well. Should brighten up towards the south later. It's now 8:05.
I never said what the McFly single was called. It comes out on the March the 7th. Comic Relief is on March the 11th. It's called All About You. I like it.
It's nice to have an original piece of work.
That's
We're
right.
just saying, I don't think since the Stonk has there been an original record.
That's right. And what a great record that was, of course.
I love the stonk.
We have a note from Miss French of the Dawn variety, which says, Dear Mr. Moyles, Lenny is on report today for insolent and violent behaviour. Please could you mark him for the following during his time with you. Effort, comedy value, coherence, restraint in the company of Comedy Dave, appearance and overall manners. Thank you, Miss French. Miss French, I shall put the card in front of me and we shall mark him forthwith. It's another word I haven't used before on the air.
It suits you.
That means coming up in two records time, by the way. Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry talk with us in a couple of records on Radio 1.
First was Tony Blackburn, Noel Evans, he was next. If DLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Evans is turning in his radio grave.
6 minutes past eight.
The Chris Moyles Show.
I'm busy.
National Radio 1.
Be strong. You're all doing really well. And with the end of January in sight, you need to pull together to achieve your detox goal.
It's February.
Breathe deeply and relax.
It's very much inside.
This will actually help your detoxification process.
McKenna, it's February. Shut up, you divvy.
Walking down the street and a man tries to get your business.
Oh, you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that.
Destiny's Child, Independent Woman, Part 1. It's 8:13 in the morning. It's 1st of February, Tuesday, day 23 of my detox. Oh, yes, I'm wasting away. Let's bring them in. Our guests today are Richard Curtis and Lenny Henry. There's the door open. The door is open. And oh, it's Lenny Henry!
Good morning!
And Richard Curtis!
Where's Comedy Dave?
He's not here today.
He's run off, hasn't he?
No, he's ill.
The tank in a suit.
He's
here.
He's
scared of Comedy Dave. How are you today?
I'm very well. Nice to meet you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love your suit.
Thank you very much. I dressed up today, listener. I dressed up. I've got my red suit on.
It's a beautiful red suit.
I've got Comic Relief swag.
Red tie, black shirt.
It's fantastic.
Very nice. Richard obviously woke up late, no offence.
I'm wearing red underpants.
Right, that's nice.
You can't see that though, Richard.
Sorry about Dave, he's not well.
He's freaking...
I can't remember
what...
Scared.
I was listening to him broadcasting a couple of minutes ago.
I don't know what's wrong with him today, actually, but he's not.
Is he hiding under the desk, Chris? He's
that
hiding.
Funny. That would be funny. That would be comedy.
For the benefit of the listener, Comedy Dave is... He was hiding under the desk. I'm going to hug you.
He really is big.
Because he doesn't like me at all, but I don't care. David, how are you, my friend?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm hugging you.
I'm hugging you too.
God, I felt a twinge then, Chris. I don't know about you.
Very nice to see you.
I felt the twinge that dare not speak its name.
How come Dave gets to hug and I don't get any hug?
Is this live on
yeah,
webcoming?
Yeah, we're on now.
Hello. Nice to see you. My daughter's in love with you.
Really?
Yeah, she is. We all saw you at the Radio 1 Christmas party.
Yeah.
Which was a huge success as far as I was concerned. And she thought you were great.
She's
wasn't
right.
So sure about Comedy Dave, though. But frankly,
yeah, he's rubbish.
I supported you, Dave. I backed you up big time.
Did you?
I said, now that's that guy. That name is not ironic. He is comedy.
It's as funny as
he
they
get. He wakes up in the morning and says, I am. The comedy that is Dave.
I'm going back under the desk. You're bloody not.
You've got to be really funny today, Dad, haven't you?
You won't know.
The pressure's on. The heat is on.
No. I tell you what, you're so funny. You're not on the panel at the Comic Relief press launch today because they were scared of that the other comics would be, shown up by your talents.
It's a very full and good panel, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Morning, Richard.
Sorry, I was drinking my cup of tea.
That's all right. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. I'm still recovering from Lenny's hug. He always hugs me so hard.
But you don't hug properly. You're an archetypal English gentleman, tough-type person who sort of stands there like a bit of cardboard.
Don't see anything wrong with a handshake.
Respond.
Don't see anything wrong with a nice handshake.
I know you're a love man in bed,
handshakes
Richard.
Handshakes are good,
just
but
a
hugs.
Casual way.
I know you're a love man in bed, Richard, but frankly, you don't hug worth a damn. You need to hug back, baby.
So, Comic Relief.
Yeah. Hug back. That's my big watchword for today.
We got a text.
Dave is a very good hugger.
Yes.
He's well a,
thank you.
He's lovely.
Richard, passionate. I'll shake your hand.
I'll hug your back. Chris,
actually,
very lovely to see you.
Chris Moyles.
What?
You didn't want a hug from me.
Be tactile. We'll hug later. Yes. I will have a hug.
You're going to make an arrangement, are you?
Well, no. Nice. It's just a hug. You don't read anything into it, Len. It doesn't mean I've turned my back on you. I came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
Moving on.
First of all, let me just say, Richard, I'm a fan of your work, of all the things you've done. I think it's brilliant. I think it's lacking me.
Oh.
And I am
you
available.
Very good in Wimbledon.
I've just done my second movie role yesterday.
No.
What?
Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm appearing in the animated, soon-to-be massive movie Robots.
Oh,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
As a robot?
Yeah. I'm an announcer, but I don't want you to typecast
really
me.
Being typecasting.
I'm just voice only, but
you played in Wimbledon as
I
well.
I can do Envision acting. You know,
are
I really
you in the Magic Roundabout?
No, I'm not. But I've heard it's rubbish.
Oh, don't say that.
Why?
Speaking of which.
Well, our kids.
Robbie Williams is on the night of Comic Relief.
He's
in
not.
A dress.
He's not
in a
lady.
Dress. Yeah, he's a lady. He's going to be a lady.
He's not.
Yeah,
Robbie's a lady.
No, he absolutely insisted on it.
Is he funny? Is he funny?
It's extremely funny. He's dangerously convincing.
Holy
as a lady.
Mackerel!
Yeah,
I wouldn't have said that.
Did you just say holy mackerel?
Mm.
That's brilliant.
Can you say that?
That's religion and fish.
Mm.
All the same thing.
Jesus was a fisherman, remember that?
Yes, he was.
I thought he was a carpenter.
No, that was his dad.
No, he was a fisher of men.
No, you're right, he was a carpenter. That's absolutely right.
This is going incredibly well, Liz. There's going to be a record soon.
Day four.
Know who else Day four in the Moyles house. They haven't played a record yet. I like this show. I'm Wogan, there's a bit of scripted stuff, and then bang, record, you know, yeah. Moyles, Day four. They're still playing, chatting away. Right? I love it.
And most of the records are by Toto.
By Toto. And Wogan. That's true. He played Little Richard the other day, though. That was quite
How did you hear that?
Because in the bits when it's rude, I have to flip over to Wogan very fast.
Okay.
And then flip. So during the farting segments, I just flip over to Wogan.
I haven't said anything rude today.
Secure TLG chat, and then back to you.
I like
for
that.
The, you know, but it's
so,
fast.
Comic Relief.
Comic Relief.
Are we not talking about Comic Relief? Is that what you're worried about?
No.
You do all that,
though. That's my catchphrase.
Me and Chris and Comedy Dave will jump in.
Then he's been to Africa.
Ah, right.
How was Africa?
Africa was, it was there, big. Ethiopia was amazing. First time I've been back since the mid-80s. And we went with a family called the Chaplin family. Hi, you guys. They were fantastic. We're going to do a documentary program called It's Your Comic Relief. It's going to be on the 2nd of March at 7 o'clock. And the idea was that the people who've raised money for Comic Relief in the past few years, it was quite good to pick out a family, a whole family, and take them to Ethiopia and show them where the money's been spent. And they were really, really good fun. Mom was great. She does a ventriloquist act with a crocodile. She wanted to do a vent act to these little Ethiopian kids. Please, love.
They were having none of it. It's not good enough.
Oh, God.
Please,
love. Don't, you know, but she insisted on doing it. But it was really
was
good.
There was a lot of crying, wasn't there?
There was a lot of crying. We went to see, we went to get these street kids. There were over 100,000 street children living in Addis Ababa. And so we sort of went to this project called Jekdo. To sort of pick some kids up off the street, about 14, stick them in a van, get them back to this project and give them a wash and some clothes and stuff like that. And what's great is, if you're listening to this and you've ever given money to Comic Relief, this is where your money goes, okay? We went down to the town at about 6:30 in the morning, and all of these kids show up because they know the van, they recognise the van.
Right, that's
and
nice.
So we all get out with the film crew, and they're running straight away because they don't want to miss anything. Mom Chaplin gets out, and she sees these little kids looking at her, and she just bursts into tears, and it was incredibly, incredibly moving because these kids are victims of HIV and famine and conflict
almost all
and stuff.
Abused,
nearly all of them have been abused and stuff
all
like that.
Orphans.
So you've got to get them off the street, and you can only have 14 because that's how many fit in the van. So the mum's crying, so we get them all in the van, and I tell you, within 2 hours they'd all had a shower and they all had new clothes bought paid for by Comic Relief, and they were all new shoes which you could just about get on, no socks, just the shoes, and they're all strutting around. And what was great was the outfit that they bought them was a tunic and trousers that were from the same, like, millets, you know, but tunic, trousers, all the same. So you had these five kids all in a row, like a boy band. So they were going, love me for a reason.
No. It's all about you.
It's all about the Comic Relief single.
Baby. The McFly singer. It's good.
McFly, they all
sing. It's so adorable. McFly, they came into my office with their guitars, sat on the couch, and said, which of these three songs do you like most? And just played played them there.
Nice.
And my little 9-year-old daughter came in and they said, which is your favourite McFly song? And she said, that girl. And then they played it to her as well.
Oh,
they are so man,
they're
nice.
Little, sweet. They're sweet little pop things.
Yeah. So the
I like McFly, actually.
The official launch, that's not my phone because it's off.
It's not mine.
It's not me.
Don't think.
It's not me, sorry.
The official launch of Comet Relief is today. And
is it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you're here, Len.
Is that why I'm dressed like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going. Do you want to know who you're sitting next to?
Yeah, have you got the seating?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go in before and change them all around.
You're sitting next to Richard's wife and Kevin, the boss.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, that'll keep me in line.
And I'm sitting next to Connie Hook off of Blue Peter and your wife, Lenny.
You're sitting next to Dawn French on the telly.
I am.
Hey, she's funny.
I've never met Dawn French before.
She always wins in my house. She's great.
I've never met her before. I'm
she's in
very
a Divney special
she's
on the Divney Night of special. Comic Relief.
On the Night of Comic Relief.
Is she?
Yeah.
I shall
we're like Hope and Keane. Remember, listener? That's
love,
a, that's a demographic
that,
thing.
That band. So the two guys who were taken hostage?
No, no. Well, they should have been.
Keenan.
Yes. John McCarthy. And Dave Van Keane.
So the launch is today, which means currently as we speak, there is, in the pot of the Comic Relief money, there is no money. But I'd like to put the first money in.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, but I expect something for it.
Yes.
And I wrapped my brains last night of how to do it. So, what I've done, I went to Cashpoint today, I'll put the first £100 in if Lenny gives me a 20-second OK. That's 10 seconds... 10 seconds of O and 10 seconds of K.
Why?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah?
Why?
Okay, I'll give you the money, Richard.
For £100.
£100.
Wow. Okay, right, here we go.
20 seconds. 20 seconds, 10 of each.
Your pass.
Okay.
Here we go. So this is, hang on a minute. Chaps, baby.
Thank you very much.
I used to be able to do longer, but frankly, they used to cut us off on
it's age, isn't it?
Broadcast.
Imagine someone switching on one.
I don't know.
They would have thought there's something wrong with my radio.
He's been in a coma for 20 years. It's ready. It's on.
Right, more from Lenny and Richard in just a few seconds. We'll play one of those records now. 8:24. It's a great sound of Good Charlotte. I just want to live on Radio 1. It's 8:26. And Lenny and Richard Curtis here. We're talking Comet Relief.
Woohoo! Are we allowed to be a posse? No, we're not allowed
to. Yeah, you can...
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! Go, Lenny!
Yippee! Where's Aled?
Aled's
all right, tidy, isn't it? Doesn't it look you? I like Aled.
He's not from Pakistan, he's from Wales.
God, sorry. Wrong accent.
He's under the desk as well.
Hey, you better not
do that for Comic Relief.
Just the check, please. Hey. Thank you, folks. I'm here all week, try the veal. Come on, son.
Taxi for Mr. Henry.
He's a good lad, give him a chance.
So, hang on, I need to keep mark off some of the,
Are those the things on Miss French's list?
Yeah, on the report card. Yep. Effort for Lenny, I'm going to put 10.
Yep. Hey, good.
Comedy value, I'm going to put 10.
Oh, thank you.
Coherence, 8.
No, that's kind. That's very kind.
Do you like that?
Not me, Dave.
Restraint in the company of Comedy Dave.
12, I think.
This is a report card from Dawn French. Restraint in the company of Comedy Dave. I'm going to put 15.
Yeah.
Can't believe she did that to me.
Appearance, 20.
Yes, baby.
And overall manners...
I think the hugging was a bit rude, actually.
Oh, no, I know, actually.
Impertinent.
21.
Oh.
I enjoyed the hugs.
We're not dating or anything, we're just,
Not yet,
just
big
tactile.
Boy. Yeah, I got turned off by one of my very butch mates for kissing the Little Britain posse the other night. Oh, come you kissing Little Britain, what happened to you? I said, come on, what's going on? You're letting down the man's side.
Other people who are in the Little Britain sketch on the Night of Comet Relief are...
This. George Michael and...
Elton John. John's in the Little Britain sketch.
My girlfriend went to see them record that.
It was funny. He suddenly just came in one afternoon, didn't he?
Yeah.
At lunchtime.
And apparently it's very, very funny.
Hurrah! Yeah.
Mm.
So that's comedy on Comet
so
Relief.
That's the Night of Comet Relief. Can we see that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be on.
There's that. Harry Hill's on. Rowan Atkinson on. He's wearing a funny costume. Vicar of Dibley.
That's
University
funny.
Challenge, starring Hugh Grant and Stephen Fry. Angus Deaton.
Is that a written thing? Or is
you
it
weren't invited to do that, Dave.
What?
The University Challenge. You'd have been great on it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Man. I went to university as well.
Did you? Which one?
College.
And you're challenged.
Yeah.
I like
see what
that,
they did there, Richard.
Yeah.
Yes, but a stick there, you
I'm
see.
I'm telling you.
I think they do gigs on the quiet
least. I'm a bit disappointed about the press launch for Comic Relief this morning.
Why?
Because I thought this could have been my opportunity to hang out with some of the most talented and respected comedians in the field. Ooh. And finally, I could have been accepted into the comedy fraternity.
That's where Brush is going, isn't it?
And I've noticed on the list is Nick Knowles from DIY SOS.
Yeah.
And June Sarpong off of T4.
Well, yeah. I like her.
They're both brilliant.
You know, and I was hoping that, it would have been...
Val Dunican look like a Hell's Angel, June Sarpong. Sorry, listen, Val Dunican used to be on television years and years ago. He was very laid back. He used to wear a cardi and be in a rocking chair. But anyway...
Nick Knowles has been to Africa a lot of times for us, actually. He's been again this year, and in 48 hours they built a clinic...
Really?
And it's a brilliant show, actually. And
he sent his kids
very,
builder,
very well
he?
Informed. Yeah, because he was a builder. Yeah.
He's quite
not because he's a comedian. Yeah, he cracks jokes from time
to
time.
He's a pleasant enough chap. Mm.
Yeah. He sometimes dresses in a funny way, too, which is.
Ah, well, he gets extra credit for that.
Yeah.
What, Red Noses this year?
Yes.
Best ever.
The Red Noses are the best ever. They've got sticky up hair.
Sort of cush ball hair.
It's a cush ball hair, and they're really, really good.
Because the theme, again, you know, last year when we did the hair thing, absolutely a million kids did their hair red and stuck up and all that kind of stuff. So we're asking everyone to do that again.
Okay.
Yes, on Red Nose Day. And that is reflected in the nose. Go on, Lenny.
This is the hair freshener that I've got in my hand here. But the nose, they're available from Sainsbury's and from Oxfam. And they're really quite lovely. The noses have got gel in them again.
Did you say noses and hair fresheners?
Mm. Yeah, we've got hair freshener.
I like
thing.
That. That's nice.
You hang that from your wing mirror, do you?
It's better than the tree in your mirror because you can... It's got a big smile in it. The trees don't smile at you, do they?
No.
But this is a very attractive looking red nose type thing, and it smells nice too.
And I like with the that. Nose, you get hair gel and
face paint.
Rocking. It's big hair and beyond.
Wow.
And some lovely stickers.
And you can add some face, moustache, sideburn type stickers to kind of give it that Mr. Potato Head thing.
I like that.
Which is good.
It's creativity with red nose.
It's good that.
Yeah, it is. There's all sorts of swag. There's a red nose T-shirt which you can get from TK Maxx. And it's very sexy.
I love it there. Yeah. RND05.
Yeah,
that's
very,
Red Nose
it's
Day.
A very cool Red Nose Day T-shirt. But sometimes they weren't cool.
I like that because it's more subtle, isn't it?
I think this is well. So when you put a big cartoon on it, you know, it's a bit kind of. But you can wear this in the pub, and people won't be dissing.
People might think it's an American football team.
Yeah. Mm. So it's very, very nice.
I will wear mine in the pub when I'm back on the drink,
which is 9 days, isn't it?
9 days, I'm counting.
9 days.
We're doing our bit for Comic Relief this year.
What are you doing?
You know what we're doing.
You're doing a gumball, aren't you?
We're doing our Red Nose Rally.
That is so cool. Are you going to Dudley?
We may go to Dudley.
We're going very near to Dudley, actually.
There's a very good bypass.
Mm.
we
don't see anything of the town.
No, you just go roundabout. Hey, we're in Birmingham. What the hell happened?
We are hoping to travel from John O'Groats to Land's End in a variety of well-known vehicles.
Which ones?
From the world of television and film.
I don't want to give too much away, but just well-known vehicles off of the telly.
The Trottermobile?
See, we thought about that, but it's going to be very slow. So we're thinking maybe faster vehicles.
Thunderbird 2.
Lady Penelope's car.
Maybe.
Knight Rider, maybe, I don't know. The 18 van, don't know.
The General Lee. Yeah.
The General Lee, yeah. That's from Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard, right. Well, that sounds fantastic.
And the idea is we bring a massive truck with us and we stop off in as many towns and cities as we
can.
You
say cop off, then?
Stop off.
Yeah,
well,
I'll
cop
do anything
off.
For money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to haul myself out.
Cool.
To do anything. So, yeah, if you want to cop off with me, why not?
I shouldn't have said that, should I? It's just opened up a whole new avenue.
Would you like to cop off with me?
We
for Comic Relief? Lady?
Okay, Chris.
You have to give that 100
warning
back.
Danger Will Robinson.
And Richard is going to put, you're going to put the first prize in, I believe.
What are you putting in?
I was told to bring it. I've got three prizes, two of which I brought along.
Don't say you were told to bring it in. It gives it away then. Because it's meant
for
like Saturday morning kids' telly.
No. I'm really, right, okay. Oh, my gosh. What I've
hang
got
on.
Okay, I've got a half an episode of Blackadder that we never made.
Wow.
Which I just found on my computer, and it's called Blackadder in Bethlehem, and Blackadder is the guy who runs the inn where Mary gives birth.
Nice.
And Jesus is born in Baldrick's bedroom, which obviously is a manger. And there's a talking turkey in it. So that one, if anybody can talk Rowan and Tony Robinson into doing it, they can make a lot of money. And then we've got a copy of Love Actually signed by all the cast.
Wow.
And
is it signed by the kid as well?
Hugh Grant. Yeah.
He can run through the airport.
Yeah. He's
good. Great. I like him.
He signed it as well. And then I've also got, we're going to give you like a some of the film of Four Weddings. I've got an original celluloid bit and I'm going to give you
100
yards of it.
I like
so there we go. If anybody would like those things, they can.
Top prizes.
If you would
top
like more prizes. Information about
how do you make money out of it? Do people text?
What we're going to do is we're going to talk about this after you guys go, because I know you've got to rush off. But we're going to basically have a big truck, fill it with loads of things, and we're going to have a question and a text number, and money from the text will go to Comet Relief.
Is that every day?
Every day.
Every day.
We're going to do different prizes every day. Mm. So we're going to give away the contents of that day's
truck,
previous day's truck. And all the money goes to Comic Relief. And we're hoping to raise
a lot of money.
Well, I'm hoping to raise
£1 million.
Yeah, well, it would be nice.
£1 million. That's what we want.
That sort of vulgar amount.
And all I ask for my participation is a penny off each pound. And
see,
all my administration costs are free. No, but that's hopefully what we do. If you want to go to the website, www.bbc.co.uk/rednoseday. Nice and simple. bbc.co.uk/rednoseday gives you all the information you need, and we'll give you numbers and web addresses later for your red nose packs.
Can I just say something?
Of course you
which
can.
Which is,
you,
oh no, okay, go I'll first. Go very quickly.
Go on.
Which is just, last time we made 60 million quid. That's £1 per person. If everybody just does something, if everybody just thinks of one thing between now and March the 11th, which is the day, we can change hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lives. That's what
That's
we're
right.
just saying. Just make a little mark in your mind to do one thing. And, you know, people in the UK with very tough lives, and in Africa likewise, their lives will not be so tough.
When is this documentary that you did going on?
It's Your Comic Relief is on March the 2nd at 7 o'clock, and you're going to see fantastic things. We build a toilet in a village. We go and visit people suffering with HIV and AIDS and have incredible experiences. £20 pays for a care worker to go and visit people suffering with HIV, and it's amazing to see the money you raise in action. Every penny goes towards these charities, and it really, really works. Remember, it's about giving a leg up, not a handout, and if you just get involved, get the fundraising pack. The phone number is 0845 605 8000, and it's got loads of ideas on how to raise money for Comic Relief, and you know it makes sense. You know the drill. Get to it.
And you can sleep with Chris Moores when he comes to your town.
Yeah. Chris is ain't nothing but a hoe.
Hey, that's right.
And he'll put £100 in the pot if you do that.
Whoa, depends what they look like.
He's much more than a hoe. But actually...
He's a broadcaster.
He's a broadcaster. He's £9, £11.
£11 lighter.
And he's a delightful human being.
Thank you.
And please support him on his Red Nose Day travels.
Oh, God love you. See, Lenny Henry's such a lovely man.
Tis true.
Dave is having to backpedal so badly.
Do you want your report card back?
Yes, please. I need all the marks on it.
There you go.
Somebody needs to add it up, though.
I'll do that.
It's
hey, give it in.
Oh, no, seriously, we'll be here all day. Right, so we'll give you more details about Comic Relief later. Thank you, Lenny Henry. Thank you, Richard Curtis.
You're very kind.
Coming
very
into the show. Now you can whoop, Lenny, you can whoop. There you go.
That was some damn fine radio.
We're so late for the news, but it doesn't really matter, because the news is still the same as it was 7 minutes ago. We'll play The Killers in a second after we get some news and some sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8:37.
And the main news is all about householders who fight off burglars. 8:41.
Oh, yes. I got a hug from Lenny Henry and Richard Curtis.
I got the first hug.
Yes, you didn't get a hug off Richard Curtis.
No, I didn't.
Not only did he hug me, he did that stroking my back thing as he was hugging me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who did? Lenny?
No, Richard Curtis.
Did he?
And he said, nobody gets hugs from me, apart from Mr. Curtis. I'm not a hugging man. And, however, he did indeed hug me. I'm now switching my phone back on to receive many text messages from all my friends who are so jealous that I got a hug off Lenny and Richard.
I like Lenny and Richard.
That's good.
He adds, quickly.
Yeah. Dave?
I too.
I think you got off very lightly.
Do you?
Yeah. But bearing in mind there's a massive press launch later, which we're both going to, and Lenny will be there, and a load of cameras and the press. So that might be his time, the time to put your head on a plate.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
It's 8:42.
Good morning, everybody. Richard is my name. I really like this job, but Moss is driving me insane. So now I have decided that I'm gonna go on strike.
Sasha Bedingfield and written, it's 8:49. Thank you to Sir Lenny Henry and Sir Richard Curtis for coming in to see us. You couldn't get really more chalk and cheese, could you?
Not really.
Do you know what I mean?
And we'll be seeing them again in about an hour's time.
Yeah. So, just to go on about it, which we will do, and I make no apologies, March the 11th is Red Nose Day. Last year, Radio 1, when we did the Moyles Mills Mile for Sport Relief, we raised £125,000. That's rubbish compared to what we hopefully want to do this year. So we're going to do our Red Nose Rally. And we would like to do a road trip. When we were in Portugal, we talked about this, and we've been planning it kind of ever since. We want to go from John O'Groats to Land's End. It'll take us a week. We're going to try and get it on the telly. We'll be driving some very famous cars. We'll take the Chris Moyles truck. And as we travel down the country collecting money that week, the line is, we will do anything for money. We will whore ourselves out to raise as much money as we can.
If you want something opening, yeah, right, and it involves us, then we will do it for a certain fee for charity for comedy.
If you want a supermarket opening, you can pay me a couple of grand and I'll do it. I'll go straight in the Comic Relief kitty. If you want your shop opening, you can pay a grand and Dave will do it. If you want a jar of pickles opening, Rachel will do it for 50 quid. You happy with that? What?
No. I'll charge more than that.
What's your minimum? 100?
£100.
There you go. So that's the idea, that we'll whore ourselves out. And along the way, we're going to pick up as many prizes as we can. This is a take of what Will has come up with. The truck of luck. Thanks. That's not going to cause us any problems whatsoever, is it? And we'll give you details about that over the next few days. But hopefully you can win stuff. But more importantly, you can help us raise thousands of pounds. Thousands of pounds. For Comet Relief. Lenny was telling us that one of the women they met on the travels in Africa, the rent on where she lives is £3 a month. And that... to that woman, £3 a month is like £1 million. It's just so much money. So £3 to us is somebody's rent for a month. And all those things, which I know you've heard them all before, you know, a pound does this, £15 does this, but it's just so important. And again, it's a line which you may have heard before, but you've got to kind of pay attention to it because it's so important. You could save somebody's life by putting your hand in your pocket and giving a couple of quid. You could save a family's life by giving us a tenner.
I went to Nairobi, to Kenya, a couple of years ago, and it's to see how the money's spent. Mm. It's amazing how much it changes people's lives.
Really do make a difference. If you're in your car right now, in your crappy old car, which you bought cheap off your mum and dad, and you're driving to work in Middlesbrough. Literally, the change in your pocket that's sitting there now in your jeans could save some kid's life. That's what it's all about. So if you want more details about the rally, go to Radio 1 online. And also, you can find a link which takes you to the official Red Nose Day website. So we want you to take part and help us out when we do the rally, which we plan to do March.
It's the week preceding Red Nose Day. Red Nose Day is Friday the 11th of March. We will be on the road, I believe, from Friday the 4th of March. Yeah?
Yeah. By the way, to the person whose phone number ends with 444683, and you sent me a text saying, shut up, Chris, yawn, yawn. I'm going to go on about this so much until you put your hand in your pocket, you tight-fisted, miserable guest. Yeah, it's boring, isn't it? It's boring talking about kids in Africa dying, isn't it? Oh, it's really boring. Give me 100 quid, I'll shut up for 10 seconds. So, help us out with it. And Red Nose Day's March the 11th. So, well, it'll be doom and gloom. It's comet relief, for God's sake.
We're out and about, we'll have a laugh, and hopefully raise an obscene amount of money in the process.
We may sell Allard. You know?
Yeah.
Seriously? Why should it just be people in other countries that benefit? Let people in our country benefit too. I know money goes to UK projects, but how about this for a project? No more Allard. Brilliant.
Mm.
You can buy him offers. Perfect. Maybe you're a rich man who is in need of a Welsh boy to make tea and do general chores.
Like a house boy.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Little Aberystwyth house boy.
Yeah.
To do your ironing. We could sell Allard.
Just for a day.
No.
Can I just charge him out and buy
the listen,
day?
Some rich Arab guy who's got a big posh house, you know, on that posh street, most cities have got one.
Hmm.
Right? give us 250 grand, you can have Allard for a year. In fact, no, you can have him. Yeah, for a year. For 250 grand, you can have him. Full stop. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
For a year, full stop.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go into Chris Moyle's pages. And there's details about the rally and the details about Richard's prize. We've got... Where's the book?
Rachel's got it.
There.
Richard gave us one of the first prizes, which we'll give away, is the script of Love Actually, which is a big, massive book. And, he signed a little note at the beginning. Oh, wow. Will, by the way, Kinder, Greyhead, hello.
Hello.
And I were discussing whether or not we could keep the script of Blackadder.
No.
And,
that's not the intention, really, though, is it? It's supposed to be, you know, it was given up in good faith by Richard Curtis to raise money for charity.
To whom it may concern, what you're about to read is the very first 20 pages, of the very first draft of the Blackadder Christmas special that never was. It was begun in 1988 and then abandoned for blah, 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 blah. I won't read out all of it. Enjoy it a bit and don't get too excited. It just stops and it has no end at all. Richard Curtis, and he signed it. And it's basically Blackadder in Bethlehem. Would you like to know?
Can I have a look?
Yeah. Blackadder. Baldrick. Enter Baldrick. Blackadder. Where the hell is that turkey? What turkey, Master? Oh, it's great. You act it out near all the voices. I like that.
And make your own end up.
So, yeah. So he's got the Blackadder Christmas special, which was never made, and the Love Actually script signed by all the cast.
That's amazing.
Which is brilliant. There's Liam Neeson's signature. There's somebody else's signature. It's so many people. I'm trying to read them, but... Huh?
Hugh Grant is there.
Where?
I don't know, it's there somewhere.
Well, yeah, obviously, he was in the movie.
I can see Martin Freeman.
Now, can he? Off of The Office and other things. Oh, there's Martin Freeman. Anyway, so there you go. So details of how you can win that later. Can we photocopy the Love Actually script?
No.
It'll only take you 24 hours.
No.
Really?
No.
Can we not do what that person that we know once did when he just photocopied some stuff?
And we can't say any more about the issue either for taste and decency and copyright reasons.
Right, okay, so thank you very much. I will be going on about it a bit, but you know why. Red Nose Day is March 11th. Check the website for more details.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home with me.
Culture Club, including boy doors, band-aids, relax.
Take care, Joel. I don't need it. Keep talking. Are you ready, Dave?
Yep.
Tedious Link time?
Yep.
How do you get to today's Tedious Link track from yesterday's Tedious Link?
Taken from the album The Raw and the Cooked. Raw and cooked food shouldn't be stored together. Together Forever was a hit for Rick Astley, the biggest name to come out of Newton Le Willows. Willows are a type of tree that tend to grow next to water. Water is good for you and you should try and drink about 2 litres every day. Every Day is a Winding Road was a hit for Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow shares the same Christian name, albeit spelt with an S rather than a C, as Cheryl Tweedy, who is apparently tapping up Ashley
Ashley Cole. Ashley Cole shares the same surname as George Cole, who played Arthur Daly, alongside Terry, who was played by Dennis Waterman. Dennis Waterman used to go out with Rula Lenska, and also has a daughter from another relationship in the form of actress Hannah Waterman, who was in EastEnders and played Laura. Laura was a hit for the Scissor Sisters. If you remove the sisters part of Scissor Sisters and then plural the word, you're left with scissors, which are a sharp instrument for cutting and also a recognised move in high jump. And jump is what you'd be forced to do if you were kayaking down a series of white water rapids and then suddenly realise you were approaching a huge waterfall, which links us to Waterfalls by TLC.
I see what you've done there. Right, Strange Pips, and then we'll get it on. TLC Waterfalls this morning's tedious link. But Dave, was it a seamless link?
I believe so, yes.
Congratulations.
Watertight.
No, Waterfalls, Dave.
No.
Yes. I want to photocopy that Blackadder script.
Can't do that.
Oh, come on.
For charity.
Come on. Can I at least read it before we get
you
rid of
read it?
Fine.
Wash your hands first, sir.
Yeah, I'll wear
your
gloves.
Mucky paws on.
I don't have mucky paws, how dare you? I scrubbed myself this morning.
Did you shave your hands again?
No, I didn't shave my hands. Leave it. It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's get ready to...
That's how Joe Wiley sounds first thing in the morning. It's a busy old show today, isn't it? I've been busy with Richard Curtis. You were busy with Lenny Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Joss is busy on the phones. Rachel's busy producing the whole thing. Are you busy today, Dominic?
I'm very busy today.
What are you doing today?
Not only have I been reading the news, and we'll read the news again at 9:30.
And the travel?
And the travel.
And the weather.
And the weather.
Wow.
All that information to read. You know, I do these interviews with very, very famous, massive Hollywood stars.
Mm. Yeah, you did the fella from Meet the Parents of the man in Meet the Parents.
The fella from, yeah. Also known as Dustin Hoffman.
That's his name.
Course. Yeah, did him.
And you've done Tom Cruise.
And Uma Thurman.
Uma.
Renée Zellweger.
Yeah, done her
Who?
As well.
Renée Zellweger.
All right.
I've even done C-3PO off of Star Wars.
Wow, that is amazing.
That's good.
I wish I had a jingle from C-3PO off of Star Wars.
That'd be great if you did.
My Master Miles.
That's him there.
Very nice, that. Anyway, loads of huge top A-list Hollywood stars. And we've been offered another one that's not a Hollywood star at all. It's, you know that bloke from that plane company, EasyJet? You know, the Stelios.
Stelios?
Yeah. Do you want to do an interview with Stelios?
Bedoomed.
I think so.
Bedoomed.
He probably wants to sell something.
Is he got a movie out?
No.
Is it the Oscars?
No.
Dominated?
No.
Brits?
Mainly just the plane work.
Comic relief?
No, don't know. Possibly, don't know. I don't know what the link is at all, but as a BBC journalist, obviously I can't go on in there and just hear how great his product is. But so, I don't know whether to do it or not. Whether to do
Might
it.
Might as well, you've got nothing else to do this afternoon, have you?
No, that's true.
You could ask him. What could he ask him? Stelios.
I mean, I'd like to ask him what his favourite, you know, service station is anyway.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask him that.
Yeah. You could get him to do the football predictions for the weekend.
Yeah, could
yes,
do.
That's good, yeah, I like that.
You could ask him for a plane. He's yeah. got lots of them.
Free flight.
Would you really miss one?
Yeah, free flights on EasyJet.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, again, as a BBC luxury. Journalist, I'm not happy to tap him up for free flights, really.
That's right, I'm
freelance. Well, what will you do if he mentions his His company?
I don't know. I thought.
Well,
of
I don't know why I'm asking, because I've already decided what you're going to do.
What?
When you play the interview out, every time he mentions one of his companies,
right?
I want you to swap it for. Where's he from?
It's from Greece.
He's of Greek extraction, isn't he?
Just Greek music.
Okay. Like Bouzouki.
What?
Like the Bouzouki.
What's that?
That's tube like bubblegum.
No, no, no. Bouzouki is like, I think it's like a Greek guitar or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the work of Bouzouki.
What's right. that, how does that go, Dave?
That sort of
right,
thing.
So for example, you be Dominic and I'll be Stelios. Okay,
right. I am Dominic.
Okay.
Hello, Stelios.
Yes, hello to you.
How are you?
Yes, I am of the fine.
Great, I am of the fine, that's brilliant. What are you doing today, Stelios? Why am I talking to you?
Well, we have just launched our brand new service. No, don't interrupt, man.
Hey?
What are you doing? I've got it covered.
I'm blocking the easy stuff.
Yes, you were saying, Dominic.
Yeah, why am I talking to you today, Stelios?
Yes, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted. We are launching a very special easy... Right, and then that music will come in.
Okay, right? Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
Okay, sure. So what are you doing today?
Okay, what are you doing today, Stelios?
We are launching today a brand new part of our company. It's called Easy... All over the UK. And what I really hope is that the customers of... at just £4.50. What you get then is when you go to watch the... all over your trousers.
Okay, Stelios, you are one crazy man.
No. You.
Yeah, I think that'd be all right.
I think that works.
I think it'd be okay.
Yeah.
Give it a lash.
What?
I'll give it a go.
Okay. Why don't you ask him if you can kiss him? How about this for a question? Why don't you ask him where he puts his loo roll?
Why?
Okay.
Why? Why do you think? Where's he from?
Oh, he's from Greece.
Does he bin it or...
That question from my girlfriend.
Thank you for that.
Just came through the text. Ask him where he puts his toilet roll. Does he put his toilet roll down the toilet?
Or in a bin.
They were saying Greek people don't do it. They put it in a pedal bin.
Someone on the text said, ask him about sandwiches. Cheese and onion or plain? Oh, no, that's crisps, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, I'll have one of those plain sandwiches.
That'll be bread,
let me do it again. Someone on the text said...
Yes, I'm afraid we have fired her. She is no longer part of the show.
I'd like to find out more about Stelios the man as opposed to
yes,
Stelios the
I am
businessman.
A man. I have a winky and everything, but no boobies like the ladies.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I think we'll leave it at winky.
Right. I want to organise flights to Pisa, you know where the Leaning Tower is?
Mm-hmm.
And then my flights will be called... Easy Pisa.
That's
you,
good, actually.
You thought that
they should
home,
stick that
you?
On a poster.
Hey, if you have public toilets, to be easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you like that?
So hopefully there'll be no mention of that word anywhere in that interview tomorrow, and it'll be substituted with this.
All right, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with the word easy.
Nothing
as long
wrong.
As you don't combine it with another business activity.
Exactly.
I've got another question from my girlfriend. You can ask Stelios, chicken, fish or salad?
Thank you, Sophie. That's a great question.
Chicken, fish or salad? Ask him, when he sits on a plane, do they often have to move him because they don't think he'll be capable of opening the door in case of an emergency?
Okay.
Has he ever got off with any stewardesses? Has he ever got off with a steward?
That's not a first question to ask
easy
him,
stewardesses.
Because he's the boss.
There you go. Ask him about that.
Again? You mentioned it again.
It's not a brand name, though. He's well, stewardess.
Ask him, because he's the boss, does he ever get tempted to go up to the cockpit and go, budge out of the way, I'm flying today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd rather go at flying his own plane.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good.
There may be laws against that kind of thing, I don't know.
I think you need a licence.
Yeah.
So, we've got some football predictions. Does he put the loo roll down the loo or does he bin it? We'll leave that till last until we get escorted out of the premises.
Okay.
Sandwiches, cheese and onion or... No,
it's crisps,
isn't it?
Crisps.
Sorry, crisps, cheese or onion or plain.
You could change that to salt and vinegar or plain.
Thanks for the tip. Okay.
Ask him what his view is on olives.
Okay.
I thought she was grating on the buses.
Chicken, fish or salad.
Has he ever been to Kidderminster?
Yeah.
No, that's so last year, that question.
Yeah, but I still like it.
Can we have
£5,000 for comic relief, please.
Okay.
Hmm.
And if you are giving out money, Chris would like just £100.
I might ask him if he does impressions. He'd be the sort of bloke you could imagine doing impressions.
He might be able to do an impression of Peter Andre's dad, who, of course, famously said...
You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you never know.
Just a thought. Rachel, are you ready? Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a... car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. And today you can win a Chris Moyles car park catchphrase skipping rope.
Woo! What's the number again?
08700 100 100.
That's a new song from Will Smith. I'm getting jiggy with it. It's called Switch. Coming out in March. Got a new album out as well. And he's doing a tour with Jazzy Jeff.
Is he?
Yeah. First tour they've done for almost 16 years.
Do you remember when we went to... We went out with Will Smith one night, and Jazzy Jeff was DJing in the corner.
How cool was that?
Very cool.
Brilliant. I met Jazzy Jeff once outside of Radio 1. My brother introduced me to him. My brother was working with him, and he walks up and he goes, this is Chris Moyles, this is Jazzy Jeff. And I went, Jazzy Jeff? Really? I wasn't very cool.
Does he call himself Jazzy or Jeff?
Do you know? I don't know.
Hmm.
I'll find out. Anyway, his new movie, Will Smith's new movie, the premiere, his new movie's called Hitch, and the premiere takes place on my birthday. So, I'm expecting an invite. You know?
You don't normally get invited to stuff like that,
do you? It's Will's date. Do you know what I mean? If he pays me money for comic relief, I'll go with him. Not all the way. Obviously.
Just a cinema and back.
Alan's here, hello!
Good morning!
We're going to sell you to an Arab.
Really?
Yeah. A rich Arab man.
Okay.
Did you miss that bit of the show?
Are we talking about, okay.
No. For current relief to raise money, we're going to sell you to a rich Arab man.
Oh, right,
to be his houseboy.
What's my price?
Do the shake and back.
I think 250 grand.
Oh, that's right. That's fine, yeah.
Forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at housework.
Really?
No.
Well. Learn.
Okay.
And, Lenny Henry was asking after you this morning.
So I heard.
Yeah.
Thank you to the London Underground for keeping me under there for about 20 minutes. So I'm
mixed
on that.
Anyway, he did an okay for me.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. For those of you don't remember, he used to do it on Tiswas.
Okay.
Brilliant. Anyway, I'll play it later.
What was he like?
Big. He's huge.
Enormous, isn't he?
Massive. Seriously.
I knew he would be.
He's like four old red pillar boxes. It's like a telephone box.
He's 7'8".
He's not.
He is, seriously.
He's a very big man.
He
makes Dominic look small.
Did you get your hug?
I got a hug off
Lenny. Well done.
And I got a hug off Richard Curtis.
Really?
I'm very proud. It was good. Anyway, so there you go. Sound gone very quiet, hasn't it?
Hmm. It has, actually.
So are you going to do Stelios today?
Yes, I'm looking forward to him.
Good. Where are you doing it?
I don't know, actually. It's in London.
At his offices.
You should find out, really.
Yeah, I will. I'll find out. It's 11 o'clock this morning, so hopefully we'll know by then.
That's always good.
Mm.
I have an update, by the way, on the crazy frogs.
Crazy!
I believe they're calling themselves Pond Life, featuring Froggy Frogspawn. That's the inside information I found out.
Pond Life was one of our names for our Westlife tribute years ago.
I know. There is a rumour as well that if this gets signed and released and is a hit, Wes will dress up as a frog on Top of the Pops. Well, there's incentive to buy it. Oh, that's enough.
Six Nations Rugby.
sure that's the record that I didn't like originally when I first heard it?
Yep, said it was rubbish
love
first
it
time.
Now, though. The album's meant to be great. Chemical Brothers, Galvanized. Dominic heard the album in about 3 seconds the other day, didn't you?
I heard a few tracks, it's brilliant.
You are amazing. Right, we'll play The Darkness in just a few seconds after we get some news and sport coming up next. It's exactly 9:30.
Advice for people who fight off burglars.
And Bellamy bolts to Martin O'Neill's Celtic. Beep, beep, one more
travel. 34.
It's the shortest what?
Month of the year.
Month of the year.
Yeah.
Very nice. Carrie, I thought your sport was seamless.
Oh, brilliant.
It was brilliant, yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Close your microphone, Dom. That's it. Yeah, I thought your news was good, but your weather was appalling.
Yeah, the weather wasn't great, was it?
No.
But it is going to feel mild today. So good news for weather fans of temperatures.
Zane Lowe is on tonight at 7 o'clock. You can win every record he plays in Encore. It's in Cheshire, isn't it, that place?
Encore in Cheshire. Yeah. That's Runcorn.
Oh, that's it. Scott Mills is on before that at 4 o'clock. Come on, the comedy's just flying out today. Joey from Friends is making the celebrity call again today on Scott's show. Colin Edith are on from 1 o'clock. And Jo Wiley's on every day this week. She's talking to one of the nominees in the Best British Breakthrough Act for the Brits. Today, the Zootons are on the phone.
So you can vote for them.
All right, dear, Joe, yeah, how's it going, dear? Don't forget to get all your listeners to vote for us at the Best British Breakthrough Artist of the Brits 25.
And that's exactly how they talk, by the way. Exactly. Can you do a Scouse accent, Dominic?
Yes, hello, how are you? Greece.
Brilliant.
We're back on in the morning, the best thing on the station. To entertain the whole UK, we'll have world domination. We've had a go at Johnny Bourne, his ego's black and blue. So Rogan's next, we'll kick his ass and kill Radio 2. The Chris Moyle Show.
Just warming up there, sorry.
National Radio 1.
Go on, Lenny. Ooh. Shanty and only you.
Dum, 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 dum.
You all right,
Alan? I'm good, thanks.
So what are you doing today? Are you comic reliefing or are you steliossing?
It's to be discussed. Really? I'm happy to do either.
You're steliossing, aren't you, Dom?
Yeah, I'm steliossing.
Dave, what are you doing?
Comic relief.
Rachel?
Comic relief.
Carrie?
Comic relief.
Are you coming to comic relief?
Yes.
Jocelyn?
Comic relief.
Yeah, looks like you're on your own there, Dom. Or you can have Alad.
Al, the decision is yours.
Yeah. Do I have to make it now?
Yeah.
On air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dom, do you need me? And then I'll come with Dom. I'll be with Dom.
It's up to you, Al. Don't want to sway you.
No. He's made his decision now.
Okay. I've listened to what you've done this today, and it could get nasty, so you might need some help.
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant. He can play the Greek guitar.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Oh, yes. Welcome to today's Car Park Catchphrase.
Is Dom playing the airbase today?
Yes, I am, under the table.
Oh.
All right, that's lovely. Good morning, Roy Walker. You look beautiful today.
Chris, you look great today.
I do look great, don't I?
Nice shirt, Chris.
This is the Red Nose Day 05 shirt, which is all about promoting awareness for Red Nose Day. I don't know if you heard the interview with Lenny Henry and Richard Curtis earlier.
That was very impressive.
Yeah. If you had to say anything, Roy, about the interview.
I have to say, that interview earlier was great.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, so we're going to be doing our Red Nose Rally from John O'Groats to Land's End.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, and if you're more than welcome to come along in your crapped out car.
It's not really my sort of thing.
Right. Okay. But anyway. Okay. Fair enough. Hey, look, Dominic's here.
Hey, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good.
Excellent. I'm off to interview that Stelios bloke this morning. Have you any tips or questions for me?
No.
Okay. You what, Dave? Sure I will. Here's Dave.
Hiya, Roy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. What are you doing today? Great.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
There you go. That's lovely, yeah. Why did you ask him a question like
Here's
that?
Alan.
Yeah. Hi, Roy. How are you? Roy? Roy?
He irritates me.
Oh. Who?
Alan.
Right, okay. Well, don't talk to him.
What a numpty.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Listen, I could do some help today with Stelios and Dom. Would you like to come with... No. You can come with me and be my assistant if you want.
Not for all the money in the world.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Doesn't like you, does he?
Doesn't at all, does he?
Do you want to talk to Rachel?
I'd rather not.
All right, let's move on then. Mardy today. Who's on line one?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Aaron and I'm calling from Clophill.
Yay! Yeah. Did you hear? That's lovely. He's calling from Clophead.
Clophead.
Which is in
Where's that?
Bedford. Around there.
Where's that?
East Anglia. Paddy.
No.
Yeah, that's it. So you don't actually know where you are, do you, Aaron?
No, not really. I don't really get out a lot.
Okay. Aaron was on yesterday, wasn't he? And why he lost to Gino. Why didn't we get Gino back?
Couldn't make it.
Yeah, he couldn't do him.
Why? Really?
He had a meeting.
Unfaithful.
He had a meeting to go to.
Unfaithful. Aaron, do you think you're going to win today?
Probably not.
Really? Okay. Well, you might win.
I might do.
Yeah?
They've got no chance.
Yeah, all right, Roy.
Yeah. Leave Roy.
Yeah, that's all right. No worries.
And then, well, it was nice talking to you.
No, don't. You know, you've got to be nice to him, okay?
Sorry.
Okay. Did you get many people asking for your autograph yesterday after you were on the air?
One.
Great. Yeah. Brilliant. I like that. Roy, do you want to ask Aaron for his autograph?
I'd rather not.
Okay, all right.
That's just weird.
Yeah, it is all weird, okay. And what are you driving today?
My full truck again.
Nice wheels.
Always a bit early, but...
Let's hear their horn.
Oh, Roy, what is it?
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty. Indeed, right. Hang on there, touch you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hiya, Chris. My name's Paul and I'm from Thetford.
Hey! You're from where?
Thetford in Norfolk.
Where's that?
About 30 miles away from Norwich.
Oh. Sorry.
Right, okay.
Doesn't know it.
What do you do, Paul?
I work for British Gas. I'm actually an engineer for them.
Oh, wow.
You
could have helped me with my boiler.
I could have done. It's a bit far away, mate.
But I've sorted it out, though.
Yeah, you got someone coming around today, I heard you say earlier on.
No, I had someone come around yesterday. Thanks for listening. And fingers crossed they come around on Thursday. I'm going for a combi.
You're going for a... Oh, I don't know. They're a bit trouble, mate.
Hey.
Nothing.
Don't tell me that. Seriously.
No, they're good value, mate. They're good value.
Yeah. No, I'm going for a combi and putting pipes in. And I get a flush, apparently.
You get a power flush, do you?
A power flush. I'm getting a power flush.
Oh, nice. Dear. Make sure you get a scale reducer with that as well, mate.
I think I am, yeah. What they do is they power flush my pipes before they put in their equipment.
Well, apparently so, they do, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. It should be great. What are you driving, Paul?
I'm driving a Renault Kangoo with a massive flame down the side of it.
Nice wheels.
Yeah, I bet it looks great.
Let's hear their horn then.
Let's see your horn.
It's a nice horn.
What was that, Ryan?
It's a nice horn.
It is a nice horn, isn't it? It's a nice horn. Right, you ready to play then, Paul?
I am indeed.
Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive.
Are you driving a tractor?
Well, no, I just saw the traffic going past
Sainsbury's
car park.
That's great. Here we go.
Horns at the ready.
Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, eyes down looking. Good luck to both of you, with a particular good luck to Aaron, because he's the stupider of the two.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure. Mr. Fish has been having problems with his lawn, and he's thinking about having it relaid, Aaron. Really, Chris? Yes, Aaron. Next door, they don't have the same problems, and Mr. Fish thinks it's probably to do with the angle of the sun or something. So he's got a mate relaying the lawn now, and there you go. Lovely, it's all done. It looks very nice, doesn't it? Who was that?
Aaron.
Yes, Aaron?
The grass is always greener on the other side.
Grass is always greener on the other side!
Is that right?
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well, who's beeping?
No, me, sorry. Excitement.
Right, all right, calm yourself down there, Aaron. All right, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, good, okay. All right, so one to Aaron, none to Paul.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Do you know what, Paul?
What's that?
Mr. and Mrs. Fish have got their son Michael's parole officer coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to put the kettle on. The fella's just turned up. There he is. So Mr. Fish is off to make him a brew. Do you know what, Aaron?
What?
She's going into the fridge to get some milk out. Oh, no, look, she... Was that Aaron again?
Don't cry over spilled milk.
I don't believe it.
You're a winner.
Unbelievable! Yeah, all right, you've got it. You can relax now, look. First of all, Paul, commiserations.
Aye.
Embarrassing getting beaten by that thicko.
Oh, no, I'm a bit gutted, actually, to be fair. Totally gutted.
Really? Yeah, bye. Right, so, Aaron... Aaron?
Yeah?
You've won!
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's your friend, Divi, an idiot, in the background.
That's Mark.
All right. Hang on. Hello, Mark! There you go, lovely.
Can we buy Alid?
Yeah, can we buy Alid?
How much?
100 quid.
Perfect, right, sold.
No, more
bargain.
Expensive than
Thanks
that.
Very much, we'll stick him in the post tonight.
Woohoo! Will he fit?
What was that, Aaron?
Will he fit?
No, you said woohoo.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's hear it again.
Woohoo!
Brilliant. Well, no, we'll send him
a Jiffy bag.
Special delivery.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. All right. Bye, Mark! Mark, bye!
Bye.
Yeah, and Aaron, you were great.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. By the way, did you win any football last night for the Clop Hill Tigers?
Yeah, 3-1 and 2-1.
They played two games?
Yeah.
You're a very fit man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, just before you go, Aaron.
Yeah.
Bye. Like a lamb to the slaughter. Right, thank you very much, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Radio 1 invites you to...
I know it is correct, isn't it? Because it is spelt like that, but February just sounds wrong.
February.
February.
Yeah.
But he's saying, because it's February. Go on, play it.
Radio 1, for the full list of Radio 1 invitations this month, as this February.
February. This just sounds weird, I think. Anyway. I still think that's Lovejoy, you know, Ian McShane.
I'm not convinced now.
Really?
I'll find out for tomorrow.
Find out for tomorrow if you would. It's 9:54. Joe Wiley. You know you love her. What, Roy?
Is Joe Wiley in yet?
She is in, yes, and she's on at 10.
You're going to have to get a move on. Joe Wiley's on at 10.
I just said that. This could be the very... I think Snow Patrol like the additional endings that I give their records.
It enhances,
adds,
doesn't it?
Something.
Yeah. I think they're sitting there going, I really like the way the Crest ends our records. Because that's how Snow Patrol talk, of course.
Gary Lightbody.
That was him there.
Mm. Is that the singer?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing. I never knew that. You teach me so much stuff.
And the irony is, he has a light body.
Wow.
He doesn't weigh
much. Because he's quite tall and slim, isn't he?
Isn't that ironic?
It is.
Don't you think? Yeah. I had Vernon play that on Sunday morning.
What, ironic?
Yeah.
Spoons and knives?
Yeah, it's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
It's like meeting the man of your dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife.
No, I don't find that ironic.
It's not ironic at all.
10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. What go to the knife drawer. Why, what, you're looking, obviously looking in the spoon cupboard.
It's shoddy catering, that's what it is.
Cutlery issues.
Yeah, that was the worst wedding reception ever, wasn't it? 10,000 spoons, all I wanted to do was butter the bread.
Heads will have rolled after that one.
Because I have, of course, bread and butter when I go to a wedding reception. Would you like some of the food we've arranged? No, just bread and butter will do. I'll do it myself. That'll be fine. Anyway, Scott's back on at four today. Conn needed the one. So, Dominic is now going off to interview Stelios.
Yes, I am.
Yes. You have to say all your S's have to sound like
okay.
this.
Okay, hello, Stelios to you.
Why don't you do the whole interview like that?
Okay.
As if he's Dutch.
Brilliant. I'm up for that, if you are.
He'd never know.
He would never know.
No.
Wow, your voice is great. Meanwhile, me and Dave and Rachel and everybody else, we're all going off to the Comic Relief big launch this morning. I get to sit next to Dawn French. Well, I hope I'm in the same room as her.
Do you reckon she'll have some of that chocolate orange with her?
Yeah, but she won't give me any. You know why?
Because it's not Terry's, it's hers. I don't even know who Terry is.
Hey?
I don't even know who Terry is.
Used to be Minder.
Perhaps Terry's going to be there.
Oh, Dennis Waterman.
That's right, yeah. It's his.
Right.
This is very surreal.
It's Terry Wogan's.
Not Terry Wogan's.
Oh, actually. Oh, Dawn, if you're fine, you're all chocolate. I'm sort of Wogan.
Thanks, Wogan.
Oh, shove it.
Right, Joe Wiley's next. Have a wonderful day. We're back tomorrow morning. Goodbye!
Radio 1.